Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. Today, we're tackling a topic that's the absolute bedrock of any successful venture, the business plan. It might sound like just a document, but by the end of this episode, you'll see it as a strategic weapon for securing finance, guiding decisions, and smashing your exam questions. I'm your guide, and we're going to break down exactly what WJH examiners are looking for. Ready? Let's get started. So, what is a business plan? At its heart, it's a formal written document that describes the nature of a business and how it will achieve its goals. Think of it as a roadmap. For your exam, you need to know its key components. Let's use a simple mnemonic to remember them. My excellent ostrich finds money. That's M, marketing, E, executive summary, operations, F, financials, and M, mission/management. Executive summary. This is the first thing an examiner or a bank manager reads. It's a concise overview of the entire plan. AO1 marks are given for simply identifying this. Marketing plan. This is where you show you've done your homework. Who are your customers? How will you reach them? What are your competitors doing? Credit is given for AO2 application here, linking your marketing strategy to a specific business in a case study. Operations plan. This is the how. How will you make the product or deliver the service? Where will you be located? What equipment do you need? This shows the practicalities. Financial forecasts. This is the big one and where students often slip up. It includes your cash flow forecast, projected profit and loss, and a break-even analysis. A bank manager will scrutinize this to assess risk. Don't just say it helps get money. Explain that it demonstrates the business's ability to repay a loan. That's how you get the AO3 analysis marks. Now, let's talk about the purpose. Why bother writing one? The main reasons are to secure finance, to guide the business, and to monitor performance. For securing finance, you're proving to investors or banks that you're a good bet. For guiding the business, it forces you to think through every aspect of your venture, reducing risk. And for monitoring, you can compare your actual performance against your forecasts. This is crucial for staying on track. Let's move on to some common mistakes and exam tips. A huge pitfall is confusing cash flow with profit. Remember, cash is the money flowing in and out of the business daily. Profit is what's left over after all costs are deducted from revenue over a period. A profitable business can still fail if it runs out of cash. Another mistake is being too generic. Always link your answer to the case study. If the business is a small startup, its plan will be focused on getting a small loan. If it's a larger established business, the plan might be for raising millions in investment for expansion. Context is everything. Here's a top exam tip. Use the BLT structure, because leading to therefore. For example, a business plan is crucial for securing finance because it contains detailed financial forecasts. This leads to the bank being able to assess the level of risk involved in lending to the business. Therefore, a well-written business plan increases the chances of a loan application being successful. See how that builds a chain of analysis? That's what gets you the top marks. All right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give you the answer. 1. What are the 3 main purposes of a business plan? To secure finance, to guide the business, and to monitor performance. 2. Which section of the business plan provides a snapshot of the entire document? The executive summary. 3. What's the difference between cash flow and profit? Cash flow is the movement of money in and out of the business, while profit is revenue minus costs. Great job. To summarize, a business plan is a vital tool, not just a document. It's your roadmap to success. For the exam, know its components, understand its purposes for different stakeholders, and be ready to apply your knowledge to any case. Study the examiner throws at you. Don't just state facts, analyze them using the BLT structure. And please, 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 don't confuse cash with profit. That's all for today. Keep revising, stay focused, and you'll smash it. Until next time, happy studying.